Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to another segment of ours, The Mailbag from The Deen Show. This is your host, Jasser Fadhil. In today's mail, the question comes, give me proof that Islam is the truth. How do I know that this religion is the religion of God? Well, I have to say that is a very good question. It's a very profound question. And it is a question that every single person should be asking himself or herself who is not a Muslim. Well, why do people believe this? Why are Muslims believing that they have the right faith? What makes them believe this? So this is a very sensible question and we welcome such questions. And this is exactly the type of spirit and attitude that we're looking for. Just tell me, how do I know this is true? What is your evidence? I'm a Christian, I'm a Jew, I'm a Hindu, I'm a Buddhist, you're a Muslim. You say you're right, my father said he's right. How do I know who's right? That's exactly the question that we want. So the question is, prove to me that Islam is the religion of God. How do you prove this? The response, we can prove this in so many different ways that we can go on and on and on and on. But let's just summarize them in a few ways. First and foremost, the concept of God in the religion of Islam, vis-a-vis the concept of God in other religions. When you look at the religion of Islam and you see how Muslims view their God, you realize that there is no other religion on earth that has such a simple and logical and rational belief, a belief that appeals to every single human being. We believe that there is one God, not a plural, not a multiplicity of God, not a plurality of gods, not a group of gods and goddesses and mini gods and demigods and the children of gods and the parents of gods. No, there is one ultimate God who created everything around us, who is all-powerful and almighty, and this is known by His creation. His creation is so perfect and beautiful. His creation is in such harmony and synchronization that He Himself must have the greatest powers and the most wisdom and the most knowledge for Him to have created all of this. We also believe that this God does not resemble us at all. He is not human. Had He been human, then we would all be gods. He is not human. He is above us. He is greater than us. He is much more powerful and knowledgeable than us in a way that we can never understand. We understand that because we are finite and He is infinite, that we will never be able to fully comprehend Him. We also believe that this God is so perfect and beautiful that He is worthy of being worshipped because of who He is, because of His mercy, because of His love, because of His knowledge, because of His power. The greatest thing that we can do is to worship Him. And that is exactly what our religion tells us. Our holy book, the Quran, says that God speaks and He says, "The only reason I have created you is so that you may worship me. I don't want anything from you. I don't even need your worship. But if you worship me, this will be for your own good." And this is exactly what we believe as Muslims, that God does not need anything. Also, another proof that can prove this is the religious teachings of the religion of Islam. When you look at the concept of prophethood, the concept of the hereafter, when you look at these basic fundamental tenets of Islam, then we see that this is an all-perfect religion in contrast to other religions. Other religions, they believe about God that which is impermissible to believe, that which is illogical to believe. To claim that God is more than one is illogical, because had there been more than one God, we wouldn't find this perfect harmony in the creation. The very synchronization of the world around us, the perfect blend of everything around us, shows that there is one God at work. Had there been a multiplicity of gods, a plurality of gods, then each God would be fighting with the other God. Each God would show destruction and chaos to the other God, and we don't see this in the world around us. Also, the fact that other religions teach that some religions deny prophets, others affirm them. Even those that affirm them, they affirm prophets that are not prophets of God. They affirm them doing things that don't make any sense. They affirm prophets who are murderers and thieves. They affirm prophets who lie and cheat and steal. They affirm, they believe in prophets who fornicate and who commit incest and who become drunk. And that is something that if your own friend were to do it, you would cut yourself off from him. How about if you ascribe this to the prophet of God? So we believe that the prophets of God are the most perfect of men. They don't commit such major and evil and heinous deeds and crimes. They are righteous and noble and holy people, and they come with the best teachings of God, and that is exactly what our religion tells us. A belief in the hereafter as well. So we said three things: belief in God, belief in the prophets, and belief in hereafter. These three fundamentals are so perfect in Islam. We believe that there is a life after this life. We believe that after we die, that is not the end of our lives. There shall be another life after that. And that that life, which is called the life of the hereafter, is a life which will be based upon this life. And we will be rewarded or punished based upon our deeds for this life. In this world, we find people who disobey God, who flaunt their arrogance, and yet they live seemingly comfortable lives. And we also find those who are worshippers of God and they live very difficult lives. How is this possible that a person who worships God lives a difficult life, and a person who disobeys God seems to live an easy life, and then in the hereafter there is no hereafter, or they shall be treated the same? Such is not the case. Those who worship God and believe in Him will be rewarded, and those who deny God and belie Him and basically flout all of the commandments, they shall be punished because of their deeds. And this is rational, logical, common sense. And there are many other proofs as well for the teachings of Islam, but I suffice with these three: belief in God, belief in the prophets, and belief in the hereafter. If you think about these three pillars and understand them in Islam, some religions deny the other three and others affirm some and deny others or distort them. When you compare these three basic teachings, they will appeal to your inner innate sense, because God created you with common sense. God created you with an intellect and mind. And when you study Islam, you find that your intellect and mind and your common sense, they all mesh, they all merge, they all complement the true teachings of Islam. And when you study other religions, you find that your common sense does not appeal to them. You reject them. It doesn't make any sense to you, because God is the one who reveals the books and He has created you with common sense, and the two have to merge together. And that only occurs in the religion of Islam. So in conclusion, I ask you to think about these teachings, and then also to pray to God. You don't even have to call Him by a name. Just say, "O you who created me, O you who created me and all that is around me, I invoke you, I pray to you, I beseech you to guide me to the truth." That's a fair deal. I can pray this, and I ask you to pray this as well. And if you are sincere, then God will be sincere to you. I hope that that suffices in a brief response to this question. And I hope to see you next time on the Mailbag on the Deen Show. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.